Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. It is Sam and Greg on this Thursday morning, December the 26th. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And good morning to all you Usher fans and first responders and teachers out there in Lovejoy.
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 Yeah, right up the street from AMS.
That's right.
Right up the road there.
Yeah, and because we're getting ready to talk locally, there was some Usher on there. Got a couple things to clean up, though, first, before we turn things over to you and you let everybody know what is going on locally. First of all, Sam, did you know that this hour is brought to you by John Foy and Associates?
Brought to you by
Personal Injury Law. So you go to johnfoy.com and get the strong arm. So, I'm going to make
fantastic.
Sure you got that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We get to do that. We're here during the week.
I'm showing a muscle right now there, the bicep. All right, clean up a couple little things here that we talked about last segment. Paul Blair was a couple-time All-Star, 69-73. He was in four World Series. He was in the 66 World Series with Baltimore, 70, 77, and 78. He was a Gold Glove in 67, 69, through 75 for the Baltimore Orioles. And we lost him on this day in 2013. So that's why I was thinking Paul Blair.
Mm.
There you go. So that happened on this day. Want to get that out of the way there. We lost a bunch of the people who actually passed, I wonder, or on this day, are the one more famous than – we lost a couple presidents on this day. We lost the 33rd president and the 38th president. I will come over and cut your grass if you can tell me who those two are.
What number is that again?
The 33rd. You want to take a shot at him? And he was I'll give you a hint. He was a reluctant president. He really didn't want to be there.
Truman.
There you go, because that's really famous. He really didn't want to take over for FDR.
He lived a long time, too.
He did. He'd been there for a minute, but yeah, I don't have the actual date in front of me, but Harry Truman passed on this day and also lost a Michigan Wolverine football player.
Ah.
Who also became president on this day.
Yes.
Gerald Ford, yeah. 38th president. I didn't know their numbers, but also, and speaking of football players, say a little prayer for them. And in 02, man, it's been 22 years, we lost Reggie White on this date.
The Minister of Defense.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Anyway, as we do always, 7 o'clock hour, before we get to Kyle Sandy later on the show, before I let you know about how there's money flying through the air, which I will do coming up at 7:40, turn things over to Mr. Crenshaw.
My goodness, can you turn it over to me at a time when really everybody's kind of just taking inventory because everybody's kind of lounging, kind of like we are right now. You talk about teams that are working. Of course, the Falcons will be practicing today. They're back at work, getting set for their game coming up now, primetime game Sunday night. But most of our college teams, they took those final exams. They played a game or two before they got a chance to head for home and, they spent some time with family, and the college basketball schedule for most of our area teams will kick back up here. Some by the weekend, and some by the early part of next week. Now, the high school basketball stuff is happening, and we're going to get into that next with Kyle Sandy. We got a whole lot that's going on there, and he's going to talk about that as well. But we know that Georgia men are 11-1. They have a phenomenal. Everybody's screaming about the football. Nobody's paying attention to the basketball. They're off to an 11-1 start. And, it's been a minute since the Dogs have been to March Madness. But the start they've gotten off to, they do bear watching. And I know, like I said, we have a hard time watching basketball as long as there's a football being kicked.
Not only that, wasn't Duke here a little while ago? It's just the perennial powers, the changing nature of college sports, period. And these all-time, because when we talk college, it's normally coaches first and then the players, right, traditionally.
Duke's going to bring a crowd. I mean, Duke, folks will follow Duke. And by the way, it's Duke's second time in town in the season.
They've already been in twice.
You don't have to do that. Folks know when Duke shows up. I always love to say about Duke is a team that's in North Carolina that's really not a North Carolina team. You know, they don't, if they don't have a single player on the team from North Carolina, they're fine. They're like Notre Dame, you know, for except for basketball. So they, this, it was their second trip down here. They got the win over the weekend over Georgia Tech in the game that they played here last Saturday. So yeah, we've had Duke in town a couple of times, you know. So we have seen them. The other cool story is the Georgia Tech women. The Georgia Tech women are 13-0. They're up to number 13 in the country in a season when people are going to be watching, you know, the women's game nationwide. The Georgia Tech team is put together. Nell, shout out to Nell Fortner. I had a chance to sit down and talk with her last week. She's doing a tremendous job. And for people who don't know the background of the person they have, you know, you may have seen her on TV. She's done some work with ESPN. She's been National Coach of the Year. She's coached the U.S. Olympic team to gold medal. She's on, she's even coached the Indiana Fever. I didn't realize that.
What?
She's coached the Indiana Fever. And she's just a phenomenal person to sit down and talk with. And she's proud of this team that she has over at Tech right now. And the thing that she's proudest about is that she's got, she loves to talk about these four freshmen. And they're four freshmen who are from Georgia. And you know, Greg and Eric, we always talk about how, wait until March Madness comes on, we're going to see this parade of players playing for these other teams outside of Georgia, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's managed to get some to commit to being here, in, staying in state, and playing at Georgia Tech. And I think she's excited about it, and I think people realize that. Like I said, once all the football gets kicked, we'll figure out and tune into some of the college basketball, some of the stories that are happening today. I'll call Eric in right quick. Eric.
Yes, sir.
We're talking about Morehouse, and we ain't going to get into their record, but I tell you what, they won their last three in a row.
Well, you know, just like a lot of HBCUs, they usually play a lot of tough competition to start the year, so sometimes those early games are not a true indication of what kind of season they will have. Because, you know, I talk about on my HBCU show every Thursday, you look at some of the SWAC teams and some of the MEAC teams.
Oh, yeah.
They might be 0-9, 0-10 early part of their year because they've got nothing but paydays from major Division I schools. And then they get into their conference play, and they'll go 13-0 because, I mean, but still, it's been some HBCUs that have been knocked off some big programs.
Oh, yeah, now.
In college basketball to start this year. But, you know, I'm never surprised when I see a school start slow and then they finally get rolling. And Morehouse is known for ripping off 13, 14 wins in a row when they get into conference play. So, not going to stress over that. I know my big Doug over there, the coach of Morehouse, he's doing his thing, and he'll get those boys into shape.
They got a couple of games coming up that I'm sure you're proud of that people are going to get to see. One, they're going to play as part of NBA All-Star Weekend.
Yeah.
Out in San Francisco, February 15th. They're going to play Tuskegee out in San Francisco, and they're going to play the game up at Howard on MLK Monday again on January 20th. Those are two big games, right?
Absolutely. And, I mean, shout out to Coach Travis Williams, everything he's doing for the HBCU basketball game and the HBCU experience and all that stuff. That trip out there to San Francisco is definitely all stuff that he has his hand on. I know he's a friend of this show, and maybe he's even listening.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to get him on because he's doing a lot of work to get the HBCU basketball product seen and just placed in places where people get to see it and give it a high profile. And that's great for the visibility. But, you know, the transfer portal works for basketball as well. And so you want to be in a situation where you attract certain type of talent. Speaking of the transfer portal, when we were talking over Sunday, we talked about the story I thought was the story of the week last week, and it's getting another kick this week. It's a story of Diego Pavia up at Vanderbilt. And Georgia Tech is going to get to see this guy tomorrow in the Birmingham Bowl. And, of course, he made the appeal to the NCAA, got some legal help, and says, hey, you know, I played junior college. I want to try to get another year of eligibility at Vanderbilt. I mean, after all, this guy is the new king of Nashville. You know, if you go out and you lead a team to a win over Alabama, and so they decided in his favor. But on Monday, the NCAA.
He helped out a whole lot of people, didn't he?
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
A lot of players who play junior college ball are going to get that additional year, which for guys, you know, whose opportunities to play at the next level are kind of sketchy and they're not sure.
That's another year NIL money.
Another year NIL money, and I know this guy's got a nice NIL package waiting at Vanderbilt that is waiting for him. What's your thoughts of that, though?
I think that, you know, it's it's great for those young men, but now they've set a precedent that, you know, if you can go to JUCO for 2 years and get one of those years back, there's going to be a lot of kids that decide to go that route. So, I mean, the college sports scene has just changed so much and going to continue to change because it's a big business. It's all about it, and there's no denying it now. When I saw that hit my feed, I was like, oh, wow, that's going to change the lives for a whole lot of people.
It does, but does it change what your objectives are? You know, there's a change coming out of high school. You want to play on a national championship team. Do you say, you know what, the heck with that. I don't want to go and be under that scrutiny. I want to go a place where I'm going to be visible. I'm going to have good position coaches to coach me up in my position so I get a chance at the next level, and I want to make my money. Now, you can come out with either one, right? I mean, which one would you be?
Everybody's going to have different thoughts on that because, you know, what they're learning from the portal is a lot of these JUCO guys are coming in, and the freshmen are having issues. I mean, it's changing the way college recruiting is going to go for a lot of seniors is thinking about where they're going to go to school. It's going to change so much. You know, real quick, we got to give a real quick exit break, but Aaron Nolan has picked a school. Aaron Nolan out of Ohio State and headed to South Carolina.
South Carolina. Man, that's strong. Headed back closer to home. Maybe a chance to put that talent on display. Transfer portal is moving.
And we're going to talk more high school up next with Kyle Sandy. It is Sam and Greg, along with Eric Slaughter. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg. Take us with you in the Odyssey app as we are here on this Thursday morning, 26th day of December. And Sam, did you know that this segment is brought to you by Zero Res?
Brought to you by?
Well, go ahead and say it again. Zero Res. Oh, did we lose you?
No, just giving you a brought to you by.
Oh, but I already said that part.
Okay. No, okay. No. You can, you can say the sponsor again.
Okay, it's Zero Res. And it's, you know, you book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. So there you go. I'm loving that gift you got there over your shoulder there as I watch you at the home. He's at the palatial Crenshaw residence there, like Stately Wayne Manor.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, Stately Crenshaw Manor.
Is that what it is?
Let me take care of this piece of business because I told you I was going to clean this up before we bring Kyle on. And I believe he'll be happy to know this because we talked about the whole Babe Ruth thing. This was the day in 1919 where he was sold to the Yankees. And I kind of tripped and fell over the reason why, one of the reasons why. And everybody knows that Babe Ruth was traded to the Red Sox. So its owner could finance a play. Some people think it was the 1925 musical No, No, Nanette. That's what I was reaching for here. That was funded by this play, but it was actually the 1919 play, My Lady Friends. And that's what it was. But No, No, Nanette was tied into the trade of Babe Ruth to the Yankees. So I want to make sure we got that clear. Insignificant information. We tell you, folks, that's what Sam and I bring you on a regular basis, but you will be surprised how that sort of weaves its way into conversations later on in your day. Maybe
always
not,
does.
Maybe not that nugget, yeah, but some other insignificant stuff I got here. In the meantime, as we welcome our guest, we have our guest here, Eric. He's all ready to go here. Kyle, as we bring you on, Kyle Sandy, it was speculated earlier that yesterday you received bow ties for Christmas. Is that the case?
That is a great speculation, but no, Santa forgot my bow ties this year.
Are you serious?
Can you believe that? I know.
No way, man.
I know. Yeah, got some other goodies instead, but no bow ties this year from old Kris Kringle.
Wow.
What month is your birthday in, Kyle?
April 14th, 1992. Put it on your calendar right now.
I ain't asked for all the information. We didn't want to put your business out there. We got some folks that don't know how to do some stuff, so we don't, hope they don't go and steal your birthday.
Yeah, man. But we can don't want that to happen to you.
Yeah, we'll figure something out for your birthday, Sam. All right, listen, this time of year, this day specifically, the day after, what is this traditionally like for things in your world, man, when it comes to high school basketball?
Well, it's going to start picking up. Probably not today. I'm going to give it one more day. But then we do see a lot of events that span from the 27th through the 30th. Now, of course, we do have that a weekend in between, so it breaks up a few of these events, so you get the first 2 days and then maybe come back for like a championship on a Monday. But I'll try to get out to some games. I'm not quite sure where I will be, but there are just plenty of opportunities to go see good ball all throughout the state. You can go down to Brunswick, hooping at the High, the 27th to the 30th, to see some of the best teams in South Georgia play. You can go to the Lemon Street Classic over here at Marietta, tips off on the 27th, the Jaxco Hoop Fest, 27th to the 30th. Just plenty of opportunities to go see great games, great teams, Peachtree Corners, Showcase, Atlanta Holiday Classic. Shout-outs to them as well. But plenty of good ball being played this time of year.
Kyle, talk about anything that does logistically or any complications with the holiday being in the middle of the week like it is this time. You know, usually if it's closer to the weekend, it makes it a little bit easier. But we see some teams that are coming, especially for this Lemon Street. We got one team coming all the way from California. But because it has to span over a weekend, that's a longer trip maybe than normal, right?
Yeah, and it was something that a lot of people, especially a lot of tournament organizers for these type of events, it's something that they kind of had to stress about, because like you said, it's not just a 3 day buy-in. Okay, we're here for 3 days. No, that turns into what, like 5 days now, because you got to be there throughout the weekend. So it is one of those logistical things that pops up every once in a blue moon with these holidays and everything. But, it's a great time. I'm sure these coaches and these programs will swing it as great team bonding to stick together over the holidays and to get to learn one another. And sometimes that's when teams can really turn the corner, is these holiday tournaments, because they do get to spend time with one another, not just on the court, but, you know, in the hotel rooms and this, that, and the other, just to get to learn each other and really form a strong bond as we head deeper into the region play and, of course, a state tournament right around the corner.
Absolutely, folks. Spending time on the waitforit.com hotline. On this day after Christmas, the man who's not taking anything back to the mall today, Kyle Sanders.
He didn't say that. He just ain't going to take him like no bow ties.
And you can find him always. He is social. You can find him at KyleSandy355 at KyleSandy355. You aren't taking anything back today, are you?
You know, that's a great question. I do have one return to make. I don't know if I'll do it today. I probably should. I got these slippers from McKenzie, and they were just a little bit too small. So I need to do my Santa duties and to try and make those slippers the right size for her. But other than that, no, just one little item went askew.
Somebody bought me a pair of Air Maxes.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that was under the Santa Claus brought me a pair of Air Maxes, man.
Woo!
How about that? People going into debt.
Nice.
Ask me for a loan tomorrow or whatever. But no, I got me a pair. I was like, I toot my own horn here for a minute. Listen, for those of you, and you just mentioned the website, you go to Kyle's website and you are overrun with information. All kinds of stuff here. I want to go back to something that you posted. And again, for the audience members who don't know, this came out in the fall, and your list of the top boys players at each position. And I want you to talk as we move into this next section of college, high school basketball. Some of these players, like you break it down to the top point guard, shooting guard, and on all that. So talk about some of these players that folks should keep an eye on or at least listen for their names as far as what they're going to do or where they're headed to in the next level.
Yeah, so obviously we have some great players that go on to do some amazing things, not only at the college level, but a lot of these guys end up going pro. And when I do these player rankings, sometimes it's on my website. It's not necessarily the very best prospect. It's more so who has had the best high school career, because sometimes it is tough to differentiate that. And I do want to shout out the kids that, you know, maybe they'll go on to play small Division II or maybe not even college at all. But there's just so much good basketball, whether you're going to play in the NBA one day or not. But as far as some great players to keep an eye on, one guy to keep an eye on that is down south, if you're ever able to make it down to Savannah, how about Caleb Jones from Benedictine? He's averaging about 35 points per game right now. That's a player that does not necessarily get recognized as much as he deserves. I believe he only has a Clayton State offer, but he is, as far as guys that are somehow flying under the radar, he is as good as it gets. He plays big-time travel ball as well, but Caleb Jones, he is worth the drive down to Savannah to see that scoring machine at Benedictine. He's led his team to back-to-back Final Four appearances. He is definitely someone, if he's ever in this Metro Atlanta area, they don't come up here too often, but that is a guy. If you want to make a trip to go see Savannah and the seaport and everything beautiful down there, go and see Caleb Jones, because he is well worth the price of admission.
I'm going to look that schedule up, Greg.
Yeah, and plus it's an excuse for you to go by Bucky's.
if you're going down there
to Savannah.
No, if you're going to Savannah, that's the other way. Bucky's not that way.
You're going down 75. Once you hit it, oh, that's right. You got to peel off and go over there.
Yeah.
You won't hit that Bucky's on South Macon.
Had hit 16, you're going to miss me. You know, no Bucky's.
We'll make that special trip.
At least they haven't put one down there yet. No, they won't. They won't. They won't. Well, of the events coming up here, we mentioned several of them. I saw Lemon Street. I saw the lineup of the teams that are coming. You do have some from outside of the area. Albany Academy, all the way from Albany, New York. I see with that. But a great selection of our area schools: Alexander, Archer, Carver, Columbus, Chapel Hill, Clark Central is going to be there. Decatur, Eagles Landing, Sandy Creek, Sprayberry's there. Therrell, Valdosta, Walker, Walton, and Woodstock. My thing is, when these people come up, and I guess you got to find places for everybody to stay, right? We got to get some rooms, and we got to get some meal vouchers at Golden Corral. What the heck? I mean, you got to feed these folks, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that you know, Lemon Street Classic and some of these other great multi-day events. I mean, that's a little bit of a boost to the economy because you're bringing in people from all over. They have this, like, Tabernacle Baptist. I think they're from, like, Jamaica or somewhere like that. So we even got international teams coming into town to Marietta for the Lemon Street Classic. And it's just an awesome thing just to be able to see all these teams from all over, not only the nation, but just the entire world now coming and playing under one roof. So it's just really fun to see the different styles and just a melting pot of basketball this time of year. It's no better way to end the year than seeing great ball from all over the entire world here in Georgia, here at Marietta, starting, I guess, tomorrow, Friday, 27th.
Listen, if you guys don't know what's going on with high school basketball, this is what Sam and I do on a regular basis on Sunday mornings. We're going to get our Saturdays back here sometime soon, too. So just want you to know that. We're going to bring Kyle back here. You know, Kyle, I got to apologize a little bit. When we're doing this middle of the week stuff, we got to, watch the clock and we got to get out on time here. But we're going to bring you back on the weekends really soon to let us know what's around the corner, all right? And
yes,
thank you,
sir. Thank you, guys. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Be safe for New Year's Eve.
And be careful too, with them returns, man. Sam said the streets are clear, but the parking lots at these malls are going to be a little crazy. So be careful. Pack your patience, as Mr. Crenshaw likes to say. For the rest of it, there is money flying through the air. Maybe not in front of the camera, possibly behind the camera. I'm going to let you know what's going on as we do a Christmas or holiday version of the casting call. That is up next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this 26th day of December. I mean, it gives you goosebumps when you start just thinking about if you could have been there for that. Sam and I are many times talked about, our bucket list things and if we could jump into a DeLorean and go back and be a part of this event or that event that happened. And musically, this is one of those things, and Eric played this because today was the day, Sam, that Vegas basically was born. Do we have Mr. Crenshaw there?
Today?
Today was the day that the idea from one Ben Siegel, a.k.a. Bugsy, to open up a hotel with air conditioning and a swimming pool in the desert of Las Vegas happened. And the Flamingo Hotel opened on this day.
You would need that.
Well, that was the whole thing because, the whole reason behind it, this guy realized that the Hoover Dam was just finished or being built and that electricity could be channeled into these. But that was something that was taken for granted. But then it was like, 1947? They were thinking about that and we just got out of the war. So, yeah, but today was the day the Flamingo opened. And when you think of Las Vegas now, you start with Elvis. That's one of those shows, and that's maybe not the first one, but we've talked about jumping into a DeLorean and going back to certain events if we could. And that Viva Las Vegas, the one he did in Hawaii. Yeah, I'd like to have been there for that. I'd jump into a DeLorean and go back and see 73 Elvis at his peak doing that show. Jumpsuit and all.
Jumpsuit.
Yeah. And that was the farthest that dude had ever. I was telling the kids about this. This is one of those conversations you have at the dinner table. We just went all around the map in the world with just different topics and what was important to them, and music came up, and I was trying to tell them about Elvis, and they had a perception about him, and I said, I'd like to have gone and seen him in London. And I was like, well, good luck with that, because he never performed in Europe. He didn't. Yeah. In other words, he didn't perform anywhere outside of America, which is what makes who he became even more amazing. And then you guys can Google the reason why that happened and the whole Colonel Tom Parker. And if he took Elvis out of the country, that had been the last time Elvis saw the Colonel, because they wouldn't let him back in the country. And it's because he wasn't born here. So there are two other places that if I jumped into a DeLorean, Sam, that I would have stopped and wanted to spend some time. One was to be in the audience the night of the Motown 25 show,
okay,
where Michael came back and performed for his brothers for the first time.
Yep.
And then the other one was to be, and I'd want to be backstage. I wouldn't want to be in the audience, but somehow backstage or around the side of the stage for the Prince performance at the halftime. Super Bowl
halftime?
Yeah. That's just a couple that come to mind. If I could just jump in and just be there, and I don't care if I get rained on. But
you would have gotten rained on.
That's true. But I wouldn't cared. You know, I wouldn't even look for an umbrella like him. But those are a couple that come to mind. This is what we do when we talk the casting call segment, talk about some stuff we've left, kind of on the back burner, but wanted to get to, and that whole flamingo thing. That happened earlier in the show, and I saw that. I said, oh, I got to get this out there. Also, I want to let you know what's going on right now as far as the casting call and jobs. Everybody, for the most part, is shut down as far as productions, but the casting directors are still working because things are going to ramp up here. And let me just tell you, if you were following any of this news, if you followed any about what was going on with the industry during 2024, you continuously heard from me and others that it was slow. And the reasons for it were, there were a few different reasons for it, but, you know, you had the strike in 2023 with the writers and the actors, and then there was the possible strike with the Teamsters that was being negotiated throughout 2024. And because of that, a lot of productions just didn't come to Georgia. They just decided, well, why are we going to go there, get everything set up, and if the Teamsters go on strike, then we got to tear everything down and so on and so forth. So it was just slow. But things have been taken care of as far as contracts, and everybody's somewhat happy now. And so 2025 is going to be huge. And because of that, people are already offering. I happen to know, even though I don't have it written here, I know that Rose Lock Casting has just started a new project. And from casting tailor-made to Patrick over at Extras Casting Atlanta, January Destination Casting, and the rest of the list of casting directors that I have on the breakdown, you want to go to their social media pages if you're curious about dipping your toe into doing extra work on a regular basis. Just see what they're doing. Because during these slow times of the year, they obviously got to keep the doors open. So there's a commercial here and there, big commercial here and there, I should say. You know, one of the companies, Sam, or one of the industries that I have found doing a number of commercials, industrial and otherwise, are pharmaceutical companies.
Okay.
I was telling you about one I got blessed to be a part of about a month or so ago. We're shooting up there in Roswell. So that's one of the opportunities for those of you who want to get some jobs in front of the camera. But during the holidays, I think this is a perfect time for those of you who have a skill set that lends itself to being on a crew, carpenter, makeup artist, cook, driver, whatever it is,
right,
electrician.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to reach here. You've been thinking about maybe taking a career change or change the location of where you work now. So if you have the opportunity, that's a good thing. The bad part about this is some of you out there, unfortunately, and it happens this time of year, might be asked to leave. But we are a lot like Orlando, Florida. Yes, in that I don't care who you are, what you do. If you get let go for whatever reason, chances are you know somebody who can get you a job at Disney down in Orlando, right, Sam? You got to feel confident with that.
Yeah.
So there are opportunities laced throughout the state of Georgia. I've said this 100 times. There's 159 counties in the state of Georgia. Every one of them is camera ready to do a production. And I mean everything from the next version of Baywatch they're going to film in Savannah to up in the mountains in North Georgia. So think about this as you enter into 2025. Man, I can't stand my drive. Oh, I can't stand my boss. Or I can't stand whatever it is. The film industry's here. And so what I have done is really sort of let you know about some of the locations that you could, you know, there's a link to that you can find out about job opportunities behind the camera, starting at Georgia.org, the Georgia Department of Labor. For minors who want to get a job, you got to have that certificate. So I give you a link for that. Also, forget about all that other stuff. Maybe you want to get into voiceovers. This is something that actors do. You don't want to get in front of the camera. You don't want to work on that. But you want to do voiceovers. Here's the thing about doing voiceover work. Once you get into it, you can do that till they put you 6 feet under, as long as you got your voice working. And if you want to leave here in Georgia and you want to go and work in Peru, this is one of those things you can do around the planet, as long as you can bring your equipment with you and get access to this stuff, which pretty much is there.
Right.
But my point is to say that I've presented with you a brick-and-mortar location, Atlanta Voiceover Studio with Heidi and Mike, and Bill Seller, who does it individually, and he teaches. And they both take you from soup to nuts as far as what you need to get started with voiceover work. But Atlanta Voiceover Studio has workshops and classes like that. And so there's an opportunity for you. So I give you all that to say that, all right, if you don't want to be in front of the camera, but we're coming up on a time where I may not have something, consider working there in the film industry. Because everybody comes up to me and they go, hey, what's going on over here? They're filming something. I can see the little yellow signs.
Yep.
So it's here. You may not be making the same amount of money off the top, but it's here. It's an opportunity. And I'm here. And I'm here to help you. Greg.Clarkson, Odyssey.com. Been doing this for you since 2011. And I'm happy to do it because I can. I'm not getting paid for it. Y'all know this. And it's, because me and Sam do this, we got this platform. I've been blessed to be a part of some productions. And I'm going to end with this. Sam, I've been getting people ask. Oh, I have to, with two people here. One first is Sierra Caffey. Remember we talked about her? She didn't hear this. So Sierra Caffey is the daughter of Rick Caffey, who runs this joint here. And Rick, who also reminds me of Al Horford every time I see him. Every time I see a Celtics game, I think of Rick when I see Al Horford. But anyway, his daughter left a very, very good job, ascending to executive level, because she wanted to get into this business. And little by little, she's done the hard work, and she has found herself in the new Tyler Perry project. The Six 888, that movie about the women, the black women who were sent over to work over. They were the first and only black corps that were sent over to fight in the European theater during World War II. So they made a movie about it, and Sierra has a speaking role in that.
Oh, that's special.
Ain't it, though?
Yeah.
So, we put my little thing with Tyler Perry on the back burner because, Sierra, congratulations to her. I said I wouldn't mention that. And also, man, Sam, I got to say it, and I hate to toot my own horn. Well, actually, I got nothing to do with it. But this dude, The Rock, could he not? It's like he fell in a sewer and came up with two gold watches. Even though Red One didn't do that well in theaters, it is killing it as far as streaming and setting all kinds of records. So he's got that. And Moana 2 is setting all kinds of records in theaters. So he got two Christmas movies that are just killing it. And he just finished making the live-action version of Moana. So that's coming out sometime in 2025.
When you got to go on your way, you got to go on your way, man.
Man, I'm telling you. So if you get a chance on Prime Video, check out Red One. You'll see your boy throw something at The Rock, which I've been hearing from people with that. And also Dear Santa is on Paramount Plus. Check that out. I got a little thing in that, too. So I want to thank everybody who's reached out to me who has seen those. Having said that, we are moving into this 8 o'clock hour. And also want to remind you, hang on a second, Eric. I know I'm supposed to read this. I want to make sure I get it right here. And this hour has been brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. JR from JR Sports Break is going to be joining us coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. It's Sam and Greg. Take us with you on the Odyssey app.